We got an important follow-up for you, and it goes back to a few weeks ago on the show when we told you about an automatic license plate reader known as ALPRs. Those are controversial. They're AI-powered, the license plate readers. They line roads and they line parking lots across the country. They create time-stamped records of virtually every vehicle that passes their cameras. And the details are then uploaded into a searchable database, which many law enforcement agencies have access to. Some see these cameras as a helpful tool for law enforcement. Flock Safety, the largest provider of ALPRs in the U.S., says that its technology supported more than 1 million criminal investigations and incidents in 2025. But many, many everyday Americans, on the other hand, see this as a tool of surveillance.
Come with me to a protest for
me. We can't wait to see where you go.
Whoa, who is that?
We're the Panopticon. We'll read your license plate to see where you're headed.
Oh God, that's really creepy.
You're being recorded without your permission by a big company called Axon.
What the f*** are you using these flock cameras for? Y'all not even a flock of eagles. Y'all a bunch of flock of vultures.
Yep. There have been few things in recent years that have roused as much ire as Flock. Companies like Motorola Solutions, Gentech, Axon, they all make similar devices, but Flock's massive network, roughly 83% of the estimated 130,000 total cameras nationwide, has put their company at the center of controversy. So yeah, you might remember about a month ago on this very program, we did a Connect special report on Flock's concerning national lookup tool and how it could give agents like ICE and CBP indirect access to data that could potentially aid in immigration enforcement. And that is despite Flock not even having a partnership with federal immigration agencies. And man, journalists have put in some extraordinary work since we last hit this topic. We have learned a hell of a lot more, like this Washington Post analysis. It found this: authorities have charged or accused at least 50 law enforcement officers of using license plate readers for unauthorized purposes, including to stalk women without their knowledge or consent. Flock's system was involved in 46 of these cases. Flock's CEO responded to this report on Friday.
I don't think that Flock created police abuse.
I mean, can you put yourself in those women's shoes?
No, it's horrible, and I apologize.
Did you take enough responsibility soon enough?
I think hindsight is a brutal tool. Of course, we could have done more earlier, and we listen and we learn and we'll continue to move forward.
There's a report by 404 Media. It tells us how police in Wisconsin used Flock to determine a man travels to Michigan frequently, where marijuana is legal, then back to Wisconsin, where it is illegal. That's what they used it for, to help establish probable cause and search the car. The man was later arrested on marijuana possession charges. And then there's this from Business Insider. It's an exclusive report on how the Flock system in Roseville, California, misread the license plates in 71% of alerts sent to the police. Flock told Business Insider this happened in part due to the city's atypical setup: older hardware, higher placement of cameras. MS Now reached out to Flock Safety for comment on all of these incidents. We did not hear back. The company's website says this, quote, "New features, upgrades, and software improvements roll out regularly." All of this new reporting coupled with general concerns about privacy have triggered pretty major fallout for Flock and similar companies. According to DFlock, a group that tracks ALPRs and educates on the dangers of them, 23 different states have seen Flock contracts canceled or rejected or deactivated in 2026. And across the country, protests and demonstrations and heated city council meetings have gotten underway. There's even a growing movement of activists targeting automatic license plate readers, with folks like this masked man on your screen filming themselves actually vandalizing and destroying cameras. In Tennessee, one man allegedly shot 4 Flock cameras in July. The growing disdain for this technology is coming from both sides of the aisle. Something to connect in these polarizing times, I guess. But we don't want violence, and we don't want to be spied on. And in all seriousness, this issue of privacy has arguably reached a boiling point. DFlock told MS Now, quote, The growing movement to end the use of automatic license plate readers is at heart a struggle to address a long brewing crisis of democracy. And that's why, starting today, DFLOC says the National Week of Action is happening in 447 different cities. They told MS Now they hope to convince local governments this: put public funding toward programs that have been proven to address the root causes of crime and violence rather than in surveillance. I should add that DFLOC says it does not, quote, advocate for or coordinating the disabling or destroying of cameras. And that brings us to the latest turn in this saga, because the backlash appears to have reached the very top. Last week, Flock Safety announced new safety measures, including cutting the default data retention from 30 days to 7, requiring law enforcement agencies to opt into audit assistance, they call it, by the end of the year, which will flag abnormal search behavior and lock users out of the system, require users to justify each search with case codes, and offering offense filtering for sharing, which they say will give cities more control over data. Coming up next, we're going to speak to someone who has reported on all of this, another guest who has been on the ground following the story closely as well. We'll be right back. Joining me now to discuss the growing criticism of Flock license plate readers are Joseph Cox, the co-founder of 404 Media, which has been leading much of the coverage, extraordinarily so, on ALPRs. He's also the author of Dark Wire, the incredible true story of the largest sting operation ever, and Aaron Fernando, the organizer with Flock Off Ithaca. Thanks to you both for being here. Joseph, I want to start with you. We talked to DFLOC, as I mentioned, and they told us at MS Now that the new security measures don't adequately address concerns with these ALPRs. And let me read a little bit of what they said. ALPRs are fundamentally a dangerous tool which no one should be able to use. Cities, counties, states across the country have had laws in place designed to prevent ALPRs from being used for a variety of purposes. Police have regularly been caught breaking these laws, even years ago. Based on your reporting, does sort of these new announcements actually do anything to plug the holes that are most concerning to civil libertarians, ordinary people now that they're rising up across the country?
I think Flock has a pattern of introducing new measures when media coverage comes out and then they're forced to do so. When we did the stuff about ICE, they removed California from this national network. They removed Illinois, Virginia as well. They did that. Then there's all of this reporting later about cops abusing the system. We did that in June, and the Washington Post did as well. They introduced more measures. So clearly there's sort of a whack-a-mole approach or a piecemeal approach here. It really depends where you are sort of on the spectrum of this technology. Some people just do not want these cameras whatsoever. Other people are like, well, we want regulation, but we still see the benefit. I see the conversation moving probably towards these people need to get a warrant. You know, the ACLU is trying to push for that. EFF is trying to push for that. That would ensure that a cop can't just go and start looking up their ex-wife or whatever, even if it is just seven days of data.
And ultimately, on a state level, that could be legislated, but on a federal level as well, would codify this nationwide. What are lawmakers saying about doing that?
There isn't much movement, I would say, when it comes to actually codifying it. There has been some interesting Supreme Court rulings recently about digital data and digital location data. We need to see whether that applies to Flock. Like, that needs to be litigated, that needs to go through courts, but there is movement there that organizations like the ASLU are going to be jumping onto that.
Aaron, let me bring you in here, because part of the reason we know so much about this is that people on the ground have spoken up when they see these cameras, when they hear incidents of people's interactions with them. Can you give us a little bit more perspective about what it's like there, how folks in the community are responding?
Yeah, so I'm in Ithaca, New York, and we're situated in Tompkins County, and we have actually pressured our city and county governments to end their contracts with Flock. There was widespread discontent with the fact that the equipment was going up, so it took a little bit between the contract being signed and when the equipment started going up. But once it was going up, it was just very very salient, very like in people's lives. You could see it when you were like driving to whatever, the grocery store, maybe your place of worship, maybe to drop off your kids at school. And so people just didn't like being treated basically as if in order to ensure safety, that everyone must be treated as an ever monitored criminal already. And so it was from that the organizing kind of like started and then snowballed.
Well, Ithaca, in the scheme of the size of the municipalities, is probably certainly not the biggest. How many people would you say are sort of getting involved in your movement and are opposing these types of automatic license plate readers?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know if you've seen like the bullseye model of like organizing. So there's like a core group of organizers. And we did it in a certain way where it was really like we started it out as just a group of friends being like, we don't really like this. And like, let's maybe go to public comment. And then that was like pretty well received the first time. It was like, okay, maybe we can do a little bit more and a little bit more. And so that core group, it eventually grew to about 10 people. But beyond that, then there's like a much larger number. And so there's what we do is we like put out calls to actions, whether that's on Instagram, signal groups, and then listservs, like neighborhood listservs, and then all kinds of folks show up. So we haven't quantified how many people have like come through, but it's definitely like far beyond our friend group. And that's really how it became really apparent that the community did not want this.
I think Aaron, your point, Joseph Aaron's point, it's really well taken. So much of this is happening as well online. And 404 Media, you guys are reporting that the government, you know, we talked about this a little bit, that they're starting to monitor anti-Flock TikTok accounts and Instagram accounts. What does this mean? Why do these findings matter?
Yeah, so Flock has basically become a meme on social media at this point. It is no longer just city council meetings where people are voicing their concerns. People are making Instagram accounts or TikTok accounts to say, we really don't want this technology. And as you said earlier in the program, going and vandalizing these cameras as well. The government is paying attention to that. We've obtained documents from sort of these federal government intelligence hubs, and they are clearly monitoring this sort of activity, and they're keeping a close eye on this deflock week of action. I mean, I think that's just something that even peaceful protesters need to keep in mind, that this stuff is being monitored as well.
Well, we too will keep a close eye on the deflock week of action. This is such important stuff. You have led the way with your reporting, so I appreciate you being here. And Aaron, I appreciate you being here as well. Aaron Fernando, organizer for Flock Off Ithaca, and Joseph Cox, the co-founder of 404 Media.